John experienced Jesus in the flesh. He said he dwelt among us. We ate with him. We slept in the same camp together. We sat at the same table and ate meat together. We drank from the same cup. We ate from the same bread. Yes, John saw Jesus. He saw him cast out the devils. He saw Jesus standing weeping at Lazarus' tomb. And he heard him speak, "Lazarus, come forth." Yes, John saw Jesus. He saw him that night in the garden, their last night together. He saw Jesus as Judas gave him the kiss of betrayal. He saw the band and the captains and the officers of the Jews take him and bind him and lead him away. John saw this, and John followed Jesus and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without, but not John. John went right in with Jesus. He was going to be with Jesus to the end. John saw Jesus stand before the high priest. He saw him as he stood before Pilate. John heard Jesus say to Pilate, "You would have no power at all, except it be given you from above." He heard Jesus tell Pilate, "To this end was I born, to be the king of Israel." John saw Jesus when they took and scourged him, when the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. He saw when they put on him a purple robe. And while all of this was going on, where was Peter? Peter was the one who declared to the Lord that he would go with him even unto death. But where was he at when Jesus was suffering almost beyond endurance? When they were scourging his back with the whip, when they were putting the crown of thorns on his head, where was Peter? Where was John? John was right there, but Peter was not. While all of this was going on, Peter was warming himself by the fires of the enemy, cursing and swearing that he didn't even know the man. Oh, doesn't it break your heart when you think of that? Peter followed him from the garden, but stopped short of going all the way with Jesus. But not John. John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was also the disciple who loved Jesus even to the end. Yes, John saw Jesus. John saw him as he lifted up his cross and put it upon his shoulders and started on his journey to the top of the hill. John knew that this was the death march, yet John stayed with him. The last time that John saw Jesus in the flesh was when he was hanging on the cross with his body disfigured to the place that he was hardly recognizable. He was marred more than any man had ever been marred before crucifixion. John saw all of this. He saw the soldiers gambling for his clothing. He saw the soldiers thrust the spear into his side. John was the last person that Jesus ever spoke to while in the flesh. John heard his last words, "It is finished." Yes, John saw Jesus, but never like the last time he recorded seeing Jesus. He wrote about it in the book of Revelation. Let's let John tell it for himself. "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the chest with a golden girdle. And his head and his hair was white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet was like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and death. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.